You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, NBC soap opera fans. We want to talk about something on Days of Our Lives that is left hanging and open-ended, and it's about Sarah Horton and Xander Cook and about the baby she had in her belly when she left Salem. So let's talk about this and what we expect to see, what we hope to see, and what we're likely to see on Days of Our Lives. If you haven't already clicked that subscribe button, take just a moment and bop that button so you don't miss any of our Days of Our Lives updates, casting news, and all the latest spoiler videos on your favorite NBC Peacock soap. So things are very complicated for Sarah Horton, and it feels like with her, history is repeating itself to some extent. She is pregnant right now, and she is contemplating a lie about the paternity of that child. The reason this may sound familiar is because she was pregnant by Eric Brady a couple of years back, and she and Xander Cook decided to lie and say it was his baby, and that's because Eric had gone back to Nicole Walker, and they were reconciling because Nicole had come back from the dead, and Sarah didn't want to be in the way, and she also didn't want to deal with all the messy complications that would make. And Xander had fallen for good girl Sarah and wanted to be a better man for her. And he was happy to say that he was the father of her unborn child because that meant he got to spend time with her. And of course, that turned into a whole thing because her baby died because she was in labor and in a car crash on the way to the hospital, and her little baby Mickey died. And then Xander and Victor Kyriakos decided to steal Kristen Damara's baby that she had with Brady Black, little Rachel Black, and pass the babies off as each other. And so it was also messy. And when Sarah finally found out that she had a baby that wasn't hers, she was furious at Xander, and that broke them. But then later, you remember, she forgave him and they got back together. They even got married. And everybody was so excited for Zara, as the smush name of Xander and Sarah is. And everything looked great for them. But then inevitably, Xander started doing more shady things. And after he lost his job at Titan, he wound up helping to kidnap Susan Banks and do some other bad things for Kristen. And of course, Susan Banks ultimately wound up dead, not at his hands. Oh no. Yeah, because he was working for her and Ava Vitale. So there was like a whole mix in there because Ava had been conspiring with Kristen. It was messy, but Xander was doing some heavy lifting for the she-villains. But it was Ava who killed Susan by crashing the car. But Xander definitely has taken a lot of heat for his role in it. He was able to avoid jail time, but that ruined things. His lies and all that ruined his marriage to Sarah Horton. But before he managed to ruin their marriage, Sarah had gotten pregnant. And of course, she really wants this child. She initially, if you remember, had thought about she was going to get an abortion when she found out she was pregnant by Eric Brady. And it was a really twisted plot because she went in to get an abortion. And I think Kristen was actually going to try and steal the fetus and have it implanted. But then Kristen herself turned up pregnant. It was all almost like sci-fi medical science weird. But this time around, when Sarah found out she was pregnant, that notion didn't even come up because I think she had been through that catastrophic loss of baby Mickey, that there was no way that she was going to not have this child. But the problem was she was done with Xander. And so she decided, I'm going to leave Salem and I'm going to leave with this baby in my belly and I'm not going to tell him. But she did tell her cheating ex, Rex Brady. And Rex immediately volunteered to do the same thing that Xander had done before and say, oh, I'm the father of your child. So the pregnancy, though, remained a secret still as Sarah left town. It looked like she was going to go to Chicago, maybe follow Rex there and get a medical position there. But the other thing is, Sarah isn't going to hide this baby from her mother, Maggie Horton, right? So it seems like that Maggie's going to find out Sarah's pregnant, and Maggie will no doubt tell Xander because she adores Xander, and she actually thinks that Xander is a better match for Sarah than Rex, who is a serial cheater, whereas Xander's just a serial liar and a part-time criminal, but a hunk and a real sweetheart, and Maggie does love Xander. So it'll be interesting to see if Sarah lies about the timeline of the pregnancy and tells her mom, "Oh, I moved to Chicago, Rex and I reconciled, and then whoops, I got pregnant. I was so upset, I forgot my birth control, yada, yada." So they might try and sell that lie to Maggie, because if Sarah told Maggie that I'm pregnant by Xander, but I'm going to lie and say that Rex is the dad, that's not something that Maggie would probably sit on, because she cares too much about Xander and about Sarah and about a potential future for them. So I definitely think that Sarah is going to have to tell this lie to her mother if she wants to sell that lie. It's also inevitable that Sarah Horton is going to be back in Salem, because she always comes back at some point. So what we're wondering is if she and Rex are going to come back with their baby, a baby they pass off as theirs, or if Days of Our Lives is going to leave Sarah off the character canvas for a while to where she's had this baby and maybe it grows up a little bit. Maybe Sarah turns back up with like a 2 or 3 year old and watches Xander trying to do the mental math. However, unless they have written serious character changes for Rex Brady, it doesn't seem likely that she will work out long term with Rex. So when she comes back to town with a baby or a toddler or a kindergartner, whatever stage they decide to do that, it doesn't seem likely that she would be married to Rex, although it would definitely be fun if she was with Rex and then Xander figured out she's lied about his child and then he really, you know, fights her for custody. Not that he would stand much chance in a court of law trying to get custody of a kid away from her. But, you know, it could create this whole vibe. Plus, we have Xander right now getting closer to Chloe Lane, and of course Gwen Rizchek still wants him, but she can't get past the fact that he's still hung up on Sarah. And the bottom line is Xander actually likes good girls. Gwen is the ultimate pariah in a lot of ways, and they did have that in common, but Xander falls hook, line, and sinker for a good girl. And he fell for Sarah, and Chloe's a good girl, and he seems to be falling under her spell. Very soon they're going to move in together. I'm sure it'll be platonic at first, but there's definitely a spark there. So if Sarah comes back with this baby, it could mess up Xander's new happiness if he does find happiness with Chloe. Of course, this could just be a thing to make Brady and Gwen jealous and Chloe and Xander get back with Gwen and Brady respectively. But we will wait and see. But I definitely think that this Sarah Horton pregnancy is going to come to something. The question is when. When will they bring Lindsay Godfrey back as Sarah Horton? And when she comes back, will that baby be a tot in arms? Will it still be in her belly? Will it be a Saurus, a soap opera rapid aging syndrome recast? We'll have to wait and see. If you haven't already clicked that subscribe button, please click that now so that you don't miss any of our Days of Our Lives updates and spoilers and casting chatter. And let us know what you think in the comments. Are you hoping to see Sarah Horton back with a baby? Are you hoping she comes back and just confesses to Xander, "I've had your child"? Or do you see it happening as her coming back and trying to sell this as Rex Brady's child? And do you want to see her back with a baby, with a toddler? Do you think this will linger? And there's going to be a kindergartner who comes back and looks just like Xander. Wouldn't that be adorable to see a little baby Xander? I personally love Xander as a character. I think he's a whole lot of fun. I enjoy Sarah too. I'm enjoying his vibe with Chloe, but I definitely would love to see Daddy Xander, because he was so sweet as little Mickey's surrogate dad, basically. And it would be super sweet to see that vibe again with a child of his own. What do you think? Let us know in the comments.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.